Okay, let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today into X, formerly Twitter. We're really focusing on the huge shifts, the big structural changes since the new ownership. We've got this really detailed report to work from that covers governance, policy, enforcement data, all verifiable stuff.
Yeah, and our mission really is to dissect what we're calling the X paradox. You have the platform saying it's all about free speech, about authenticity, but then the data, the actual outcomes, they seem to show that this approach, while maybe successful on its own terms, has fostered, well, hostility and manipulation, and it's ended up silencing quite a few users.
Okay, so let's start maybe with the rules for world leaders. That seems like a flashpoint. Before the takeover, there was this thing people call the public interest doctrine. Can you unpack that a bit? Like, how did it work with controversial figures, say, a U.S. president?
Right. That doctrine was it was about finding a balance, nuance, really. Think of it like a digital speed bump. If a tweet was, say, newsworthy but broke the rules, maybe incited violence, it wouldn't just disappear. It stayed up, for the record, but it got hidden behind a warning label. And crucially, the algorithm wouldn't push it out. The idea was to stop dangerous stuff from going viral while keeping the public record intact.
Okay, but the counterargument you hear now is that simpler rules are better, less objective. That suppressing tweets is a form of censorship.
Well, that leads us to the current setup. Some call it the UN rule. Basically, if the UN recognizes a leader, they can be on X. But the way it's applied seems inconsistent. Let's take Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. He has an active English account. It's even verified. Seems fine under the rule. But then, during a recent conflict, a new account was opened posting very similar things, just in Hebrew, that account. Suspended almost immediately. After just two posts, it really looks like a contradictory zonal policy, you know? The rules seem to change depending on where you are or what conflict is happening. Not one clear standard.
So, inconsistency at the top. What about for regular users trying to prove who they are? This is where the blue check mark comes in, right? Used to mean something vetted authenticity. Now it's, well, it's just a subscription.
Yeah.
X premium. It feels like a total inversion. A crisis of heuristics, as our source calls it.
That's a great term for it. Crisis of heuristics. It means, basically, our mental shortcuts for figuring out what's real online. They're broken. We relied on that little blue check. It was instant visual confirmation. Okay, this account is likely legit. When you make that symbol something anyone can buy, you destroy its meaning. You actually invert it.
And the Eli Lilly example just nails that point, doesn't it? A fake account, but it had the paid check mark, pretended to be the drug company, tweeted something like, insulin is free now, and bam, the company's stock price actually dipped for a bit. Real world consequences immediately. Authentication turned into an exploit.
Exactly right. And it gets even weirder when you look at bots. The stated goal is always, we're fighting bots, getting rid of spam. But now, a lot of these bot networks, these coordinated accounts, they're paying for X premium. They have the check marks too. So you've got this built-in conflict of interest. They're bad for the platform's health, arguably, but they're also paying customers. It kind of sustains the problem.
Okay, let's shift to the human cost. Because the data here, it's pretty stark. What jumps out from the enforcement numbers in the report?
It's the scale of the drop-off. Just immense. X put out its first transparency report under the new regime. Suspensions for hateful conduct, they fell by 99.7% compared to before Musk.
Wait, say that again? 99.7%.
99.7. That's not like tweaking the dials. Oh. That's effectively dismantling the enforcement mechanism for hate speech. It signals a massive shift towards extreme permissiveness, whatever the cost to user safety.
And that lack of enforcement, it ties into weakening the tools users had to protect themselves, right? Like a blot function. It used to be quite powerful.
It used to be a wall. You blocked someone. They were essentially invisible to you and you to them, digitally speaking, gone. Now, it's more like politely ignoring someone. If someone you've blocked wants to harass you, they can still see all your public posts. They can still screenshot them, share them, use them against you. It removes a really vital safety layer, especially for people facing targeted abuse. The platform basically said, moderation, safety. That's your problem now, user. They externalized the cost.
And we can see the impact. There's a chilling effect. There was a survey, I think, from 2025 in our source material, finding that nearly a quarter, 24% of women said they'd specifically quit X. And they cited the hostile environment and just this complete breakdown of trust.
Yeah. So If you're using X, what does all this actually mean? The sources basically conclude this. What's happened isn't some accidental failure. It's not like they tried to keep things safe and failed. It looks like the successful rollout of a specific philosophy, one that prioritizes near total permissiveness, even knowing or maybe accepting that it drives away significant groups of users and makes the platform less safe for many.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to consider. Something to chew on. If core features like X's own polling tool are being systematically compromised, reports mention troll farms, using them to fake grassroots support for certain ideas, what some call perception hacking. Well, then is the platform still acting like a neutral public square? Or has it become something else, maybe an active tool in information warfare? Something to think about.